Sarah Sutherland, Sutherland, date of birth 12/4/1947. She comes today for her physical exam. She has no new problems. She did have her blood work prior to her visit today. Past medical history: hypertension, hyperlipidemia, arrhythmia, coronary artery disease, history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, followed by Dr. Johnson, which was 4.6 centimeters on September of 2010. Past surgical history: cesarean section, medications, Lisartan, hydrochlorothiazide, simvastatin, metoprolol, aspirin, Aleve, allergies, known and drug allergies. Family history: mother had pancreatic cancer, father had coronary artery disease. She has had three brothers, one of which is still living, but a history of coronary artery disease, stomach, bladder, and lung cancer. Review of systems: 132-point review is obtained, and on chart today, physical blood pressure 125/84, pulse 60, temp 97.3, weight 199 pounds, general appearance: she appears well, in no distress, skin same, H-E-E-N-T, same glands, same breast, same chest, same. Heart exam: regular rate and rhythm, normal, S1, S2 without murmurs, ruptures, gallops. Abdomen, same. Rectal, same. Genitalia, same. Musculoskeletal, extremities, and neurologic, same. EKG reveals a sinus with a rate of 62 with occasional premature beats. Otherwise, same. I do not have an old EKG for comparison. Recent blood work is unremarkable. CBC, CMP, lipids, and thyroid were at goal. Assessment: she's stable, period. I am concerned as the patient was not aware of her aneurysm, which needs to be closely followed. Plan: continue current medications, have her follow back up with Dr. Johnston, and return in 3 months. Insert ed interview statement. Marion Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 2/20/1946. Says he still feels congested on his right ear, is popping. Intraday blood pressure 140/72, pulse 86, temp 98.8, weight 152 pounds general. He is in no distress. Heart sounds are regular, lungs are clear. He does have some dullness of his right tympanic membrane and some crested blood in the external auditory canal. Throat is still mildly erythematous. Assessment: continued URI plan, discontinue azithromycin, begin cefaclor, shot of depomedrol. He's to use Nasonex twice a day. Follow up if no improvement. Insert end and review statement. Betsy Booker, B-U-C-H-E-R, date of birth 7/24/1956. Subjective: she has called. She is out of her Novolog and cannot afford it at the present time. I've switched her to Novolin R, 8 units. She can work her way up back to her Novolog dose. And follow up with me. Reba Evans, E-V-A-N-S, date of birth 11/26/1946. She comes today regarding a letter. Her cholesterol is at goal, however, her triglycerides a very elevated peer. She states that she is unable to tolerate any statins and cannot take any non-generic statins, as well as she's unable to tolerate, or she cannot afford the fenofibrate any longer. Insert blood pressure 132 over 78, pulse 82, temp 9, 7.7, weight 132 pounds. Add to the history of present illness, she also continues to have a tachycardia. She does have a history of bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. She, her heart races, she states, constantly. General, she's in no distress. Heart sounds are regular. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Assessment number one, scratch that. Our recent blood work reveals elevated triglycerides 386, total cholesterol 200, HDL 29, LDL 94. Assessment, hyperlipidemia, hypertriglyceridemia, history of CVA. Number two, anxiety plan. She will finish her fenofibrate and begin niacin, 500 milligrams QHS, which we will slowly increase. Additionally, I will increase her alprazolam to 0.5 milligrams, one half tablet in the morning, one half tablet at noon, and one whole tablet at night. Thank you. Note on John, J-O-H-N, Sheehan, S-H-E-E-H-A-N, date of birth 2/23/1966. His insulin pump has broken. I will temporarily switch him to Novolog pen, 20 units before meals, until he is able to get his pump. He will also follow up with the endocrinologist. Betty Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, date of birth 10/22/1927. She comes today for follow-up. She's tolerating the Aricept pretty well. No new problems. She hasn't had any falls. She's still taking care of herself at home with the help of family members. Intraday blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 80, temp 976, weight 153 pounds general. She's in no distress. Heart sounds irregular. Lungs clear. No peripheral edema. Assessment. Hypertension, eczema, Alzheimer's, dementia plan. Continue medications except increase her Aricept from 5 to 10 milligrams QHS and follow up. Mary Heiss, HICE, date of birth 1/18/1935. She recently had her splinter removed from her finger. We also recently readjusted her Coumadin. She's doing well. Has no new problems. We're soon to see her cardiologist next week. Insert A, blood pressure 134 over 86, pulse 70, temp 98, bore weight 144 pounds general. She's in no distress. Heart sounds are regular. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Assessment, hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia plan. Continue. Same medications. She will have blood work drawn next week to include CBC, CMP lipids, and her INR. And she'll follow up in 3 months, at which point she'll be due for a physical. Insert ED interview statement. Joseph Heiss, HICE, date of birth 8/28/1930. His blood pressure is elevated this morning. He said he ate soup last night. However, his blood pressures have been fairly well controlled recently. He has no other problems today. Feels well. Insert A, blood pressure 150 over 80, pulse 74, temp 97.6, weight 175 pounds general. No distress. Heart sounds regular. Lungs clear. Abdomen soft. No edema. Assessment. Hypertension plan. Blood pressure log. Decreased salt intake. He needs blood work, including CBC, CMP, and lipids. Follow up in 3 months. Insert ED and review statement next. Patricia Smith, SMITH, date of birth 9/7/1955. She comes today for her physical exam. She has no new problems. She does continue to feel weak and fatigued. She had an episode of chest discomfort after laying flat. Took a Nexium and her clonazepam, and this helped. Past medical history, fibromyalgia, chronic rhinitis, chronic interstitial cystitis, borderline glaucoma of the right eye, hypothyroidism, sleep disorder, hiatal hernia, anxiety, surgical history, breast biopsy times 3, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, thyroidectomy, medication, Synthroid, Ambien as needed, clonazepam, nortriptyline restasis, Sertec, multivitamin, primrose oil, calcium, vitamin D, krill oil, allergies, azithromycin, family history, heart disease, hypertension, stroke, cancer, alcoholism, social history, she's married, she doesn't smoke, she drinks 3 drinks every 2 to 3 months, she does not exercise, review of symptoms, 132 bar review is obtained, and on chart. Physical blood pressure 125 over 79, pulse 56, 7.7, weight 129 pounds, general appearance no distress, skin, some areas over her forearms where she's had burned, and a lesion over her anterior chest which was recently removed, found to be basal cell, H-E-N-T, she has a torus palatinus out of the same gland, same breasts, same chest, cardiovascular, abdomen, same rectal genitalia, deferred to gynecologist, musculoskeletal, extremities, and neurologic, same assessment. EKG reveals sinus rhythm rate 51 and incomplete right bundle. Assessment, she's stable, plan, continue current medications, check appropriate blood work, and follow up. John Rampy, R-A-M-P-Y, date of birth 11-1-1936. He comes today. He's doing well. He has no new problems. He's tolerating his blood pressure pills with normal blood pressures. Yesterday, blood pressure 122 over 68, pulse 64, temp 98, weight 191 pounds, height 5'11", general. He's in no distress. Heart sounds regular. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. He has no peripheral edema. Assessment, hypertension, which is well-controlled, plan. Continue current medications. I've written a prescription for chlorothalidone, and he will follow up. Insert ed and review statement next. As a note from regarding phone call with Shannon from Senior Advantage, Ms. Brazelton was evaluated yesterday, and it was determined that she should be admitted. However, the patient's daughter and son are refusing admission at this time period. They have recommended that if she has any change in her mental status or worsening depression, she will be admitted right away. Otherwise, she will be monitored. Insert edge and review statement. Amanda Jones, J-O-N-E-S, date of birth 12-20-1978. Subject, she comes in today. She's been having chest discomfort for a week. She says it's constant. She denies any alleviating or aggravating factors. She has been taking omeprazole intermittently. It is of note that she recently, not too long ago, had her gallbladder removed back in early December period. She's also had a headache, has not been taking her blood pressure pills any longer. She does relate that her brother had his first diagnosed with coronary artery disease at the age of 34 period. She's had stress tests in the distant past, which was reportedly normal. Intraday blood pressure 160 over 89, pulse 86, 97, weight 258 pounds general. She's in no distress. Appears a little flushed. Heart sounds are regular. Lungs are clear. Abdomen. She's tender over scratch that. Bowel sounds negative. Are normal. Recent chest x-ray was normal. Graph, sodium potassium 137 over 4.3, creatinine 0.6, triglycerides 234, total cholesterol 166, HDL 31, LDL 88, troponin 0, TSH 2.99. White blood cell count Hemoglobin hematocrit within normal limits and EKG real sinus rhythm rate of 87. Assessment, chest discomfort, likely reflux. However, with her strong family history, elevated cholesterol cannot rule out heart disease as well. Plan number one, restart her Lasix and potassium. Number two, blood pressure log, monitor her blood pressure, return for a follow-up. Next number, begin omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Next number, we'll have her evaluated for a stress test. Insert interview statement.